Blog Talk Radio.
How is this going to go? Okay, you can hear. Because I see the meters are not working. The meters aren't metering. They aren't tweetering. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we got something that we need to talk about, and that is apologizing. How good are you at apologizing? Do you know when to apologize? Do you know when somebody is in a state where they need an apology? And do you realize the gravity of what an apology contains? Do you know what an apology can do, and good and bad? Do you know what apologizing, do you know the good that an apology can do? Do you know the bad that failing to apologize can do? Do you understand what a person feels like and the message that it sends to somebody when you fake apologize? when you say that you're sorry and even try to act with sincerity, when you know in your heart of hearts that you're really just trying to get them out of the way, when you're really just trying to shut them up, when you're really just trying to get something that you want. Like, in other words, if I don't apologize to this sensitive, then they're going to be petty and they're going to get me back, and then they're going to mess things up for me, and I ain't got time for that. So let me go ahead and take a big slice of this humble pie. So I can get back to this bag of arrogance that I came out of. This big bag of arrogance that I came out of. So an apology camp, it's a conceptual thing. There is nothing that I've ever heard of that is an apology camp other than counseling. Learning how to apologize, learning who to apologize to, and learning why an apology is necessary. Some of us would probably benefit from having an apology camp. An apology camp. An apology camp that would take a bunch of recruits, some soldiers, and let them know, would show them, mentor them, tutor them, school them on how to issue an apology properly. It's not really a small thing, y'all. It's not. It's not really that much of a small thing when you get to thinking about it, because publicly, like when you issue a public apology, it means something, especially in politics. It means something to voters. It means something to donors. It means something to contributors. It means something to supporters. If you can see why an apology is needed and go ahead and do it in front of everybody, the same way you may have dissed somebody, fronted on somebody, made a mistake from somebody, stolen from somebody, hurt somebody in front of everybody, it may be just as important for you to make sure that you issue an apology in front of everybody or to everybody, so that there won't be any question about what you did right or what you did wrong and what you tried to do to rectify the situation. The situation. Yeah. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get right over here. Let me get right over here. I ain't put the chat where it needed to be. When I first tried to queue up the show, it was acting like it said live broadcast not available right now. I'm like, come on, man, y'all. Not right now on this hump day Wednesday. Hey. And then, you know, things started looking a little janky from my vantage point. But I'm glad to see y'all here. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones and T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night? It's always great to have my people going directly into your side. And Stacey White, thanks for coming on through. It's always good to see me some you. And me favorita. Yeah, Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. It's always really great to see me some ya. Yeah. So an apology camp. What if there was a such thing as an apology camp? Where you had apology camp counselors, apology camp directors, people who would show you the value of an apology, how to do it, how to draft one up, exactly how to issue it, show you how to get good at it, maybe even show you how to not feel bad about issuing an apology, because sometimes our pride can get in the way. You know that sometimes our pride can get in the way. Out of all of us that are looking at the show right now, one of us does not know how to apologize. One of us refuses to apologize regardless of whether we know how to do it or not. And one of us apologizes when they probably shouldn't. They're just so used to giving way. They're just so used to taking the high road. They just go ahead and say, well, listen, I got bigger fish to fry. I got bigger and better things to do. So I'm going to just go ahead and apologize because I know that somebody needs an apology. I'm sorry. somebody needs to be apologized to more than I need to keep that apologize, that apology from them. You know what I mean. One of us fits each one of those categories and more, as we're going to talk about a little bit more as we go on. So, an apology camp. Who thinks that they would be qualified to be a counselor if we had an apology camp? Real trap. Who thinks that they have what it takes? Which one of us has apologized enough time to enough people? The heck? My phone is acting a little, well, for our purposes right now, this phone is a tablet. For our purposes right now. It's acting a little, okay. I'm trying to share the show to the group. Matter of fact, can y'all help me out? How is the stream? Is the stream, are we buffering or anything like that? Because I'm seeing some weird stuff going on here. I don't like it. This Facebook app is acting stupid. Real stupid, you know what I mean? Anyway, all right. We're going to get up off of that. Appreciate that, Carol Chamberlain. All right. So, Carrie Wright says it's good on her end. All right. So, let's get it popping. All right. So, yeah, who thinks that they would be able to be a counselor if we had an apology camp? Who knows how to issue an apology? Have any of you ever had to be the diplomat or the public relations consultant of a company or an organization, whereas basically your whole job was to know when and where and how to issue apologies? You know, have any of you ever done any publicity work? Acting as a publicist for a celebrity. Because celebrities have publicists. They know exactly when they should apologize and when they shouldn't and why and all of that. They get advised on, like, yo, we got to make this problem go away. If we don't do this, that, and the third, your fan base is going to suffer. And you're going to lose supporters, which is going to, in turn, result in us losing revenue. And all of us are in here to make this money. So we can't have that. We can't have that. So who knows how to be an apology counselor in this apology camp? Who knows how to do it? Carol Chamberlain says, wait, Ansel Jones says, take me with all my faults is their favorite thing. Okay. You talking about the people who don't know how to apologize? I see these last, these mosquitoes getting their last bite. It ain't over for mosquitoes yet. Indian summer ain't even come yet. Summer ain't even over yet. Not officially. Not officially. Okay. So let me see. Carol Chamberlain says, an apology without changed behavior means nothing. I'm just saying. Actually, it can mean something. Because first you have to issue the apology. The changed behavior is going to come later. Right now, you know, it could be a situation where if you do not make this apology, if you do not issue this apology, it ain't going to be no time for you to change. Somebody is saying, yo, you better make this thing right now, or your tomorrows might be limited to today. Your tomorrows might be limited to today. Like, this person ain't trying to hear that you're not the type that
that doesn't like to apologize or won't apologize or that you don't think that you're wrong. They have decided that that you are wrong, and if you don't right this wrong, then your wrongs are going to end today. They'll have to deal with issuing an apology to your family and loved ones, you know what I mean, in lieu of your passing. They're going to make sure you pass. Speaking of passing, man, I mean, I want to say rest in peace to PNB Rock. Germantown rapper killed in South Central L.A. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Young, 30 years old, in the prime of his life, children. You know, it's a shame. It really is a shame. And as we're talking about being in an apology camp and who would be qualified to be counselors or directors in an apology camp, imagine how his girlfriend is feeling right now. Many people were blaming her or even suspecting her of setting him up, because even though PNB Rock wasn't a big, giant household name superstar, he was a well-known rapper. He had hit records. He was known. And they went to a waffle, chicken and waffle spot. Y'all know Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is famous nationwide, but it's, you know, it's an L.A. chicken and waffle spot. You know, basically a waffle house. Famous. They over there eating. He has expensive jewelry on. She gives up his location because she wants to take a picture of the food. Yeah, I'm with my baby, PNB Rock. We at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I don't know what, I swear to God, I don't know what it is with women and taking pictures of food and posting it. I really don't. I don't understand it. I've never once thought about doing that. I mean, I know it's nice to go out and all that. Look, date night, we out. This is proof. Well, people were saying that she gave up his location. The goons came, robbed, and killed him. Now, is it a fact? Is it a fact that if she had not gave up his location, that he would not have gotten killed? Is it a fact that the only way or reason that the people who killed him knew that he was there with a neck full of expensive jewelry was because she gave up the location? I don't know if the answer is yes or no to either one. What is clear is that she didn't mean to get her man knocked off. But I'll bet you right now she is extremely sorry, and I'm sure she has issued many apologies to all who it may concern that she was involved in her man getting killed. And it was brutal. It was brutal. Some of you may have seen the tape of you know, the live tape of when he got killed and he's laying in a pool of blood, not dead yet, but twitching. And seeing somebody get killed from gunshot wounds is not a pretty sight. It's not something that you forget. It's very violent, and you see how a person is suffering right before they die. And he never made it to the hospital before he died. He died on the scene. So she's alive. Can you say survivor's guilt? Maybe if I didn't take a picture of my food with my baby, tagged him on the picture. He tagged him in the photo. Instagram, Facebook, whatever. No, that's not to say that whoever was at Roscoe's was already scoping him out. But he wasn't gang affiliated. He's from Philly. PNB stood for Pastorius and Baton. That's around my way. But it's on the east side of Germantown. So rest in peace to P and B Rock. I'm sure she's not taking the position right now that it wasn't my fault. I don't owe nobody no apology. She's not taking that route. She's heartbroken. And it's a shame. It is. It's a shame. An apology can't. Imagine if she took that stance. Like, I don't owe nobody no apology. You know, I miss my baby. Y'all don't understand how much I love him and blah, blah, blah. Imagine if she took that stance. Fans, family, supporters, the police, detectives, and all of that would definitely be in her world. Instead, I don't know if she would be qualified to be a camp counselor in an apology camp, but it's a serious situation. Rest in peace, P&B Rock. Rest in peace, Jesse Powell. Jesse Powell died today, I believe. R&B singer, Jesse Powell. I just wanna be yours from this day forth. Heart attack. Carol Chamberlain was talking about something. It's fine. You got an Android, Omar. What you think, Team iPhone? Well, I'm not. You know what? I don't have to put up with this iPhone. You know what I mean? Get ahead with all that. Get ahead with all of that. Team expensive phone. Camera phone. Carol says, I wouldn't want that job at all. Being a apology camp counselor. Some people really, really need to go. Some people really just don't know how to apologize. They don't know when to do it. They have bad timing. They got bad timing, bad kindness. Bad timing and bad kindness. Don't know when to apologize. Don't know how to do it and don't care. Arrogance. Egotistical. But you want to keep bad blood in your family, in your life, and your love. All you have to do is never apologize for when you're wrong. Even if you're not wrong, maybe a situation is wrong. So it may not be your fault that something happened, but you did have involvement with it. Yet you don't think that apologizing is the thing to do. Well, sometimes people might show you that it is exactly the thing to do. Exactly the thing to do. An apology can't. Some well-known celebrities or public figures probably would benefit by going to apology camp. But okay, like let's say Donald Trump. Donald Trump always praised himself for never apologizing. He let him tell it, America doesn't owe anybody an apology. America, the whole country. Oh, yeah? Well, them Afghans and them Iraqis seem to think differently. Syrians seem to think differently. Pakistanians seem to think differently. Cubans seem to think differently. Japan seems to think differently. North Korea seems to think differently. There are other places. Even Palestinians. They seem to think differently. But Donald Trump said, no. I'm not apologizing for nothing. And America ain't apologizing for nothing. Whatever we did because it was a good thing to do. Because we are big, mighty America, and we do good all around the world, spreading democracy and freedom. Other people seem to think a little bit differently. Other people seem to believe that America as a government would greatly benefit from going to an apology camp. Going to an apology camp. Do some apology drills. I'm sorry, 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 I apologize, I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Worth a try. One thing is for sure, whenever you get psychological counseling, whenever you see a psychiatrist, psychologist, one thing they do is they go back in your history and evaluate who owes you an apology and evaluates whether you need to apologize to somebody else. There are many parents out there who never raised their children or raised their children inappropriately. You know it, I know it. We all have a family member out there that didn't take care of their kids, didn't raise their kids, put raising the kids on the grandmother. And sometimes the grandmother wasn't all that good. Shout out to all the grandmothers who acted as a mother to their grandchildren. Shout out to all of the grandmothers who are called mommy by their grandchildren. No, not called my mom, not called big mom, not called granny, not called nana, called mom, because the grandmother was the only mother that the children knew, that the grandchildren knew, because the mom was on drugs. The mom was too busy chasing behind some man who was on drugs with her because she was young and immature or fell off or whatever the case may be. There are a lot of situations like that. And a lot of those parents never apologize. Carol, you were saying that an apology without change is worthless. Well, in this situation, you might be spot on. Because if you conceived your children, gave birth to your children, and took care of your children only up to about age, let's say 3, 4, 5, whenever DHS, CPS, DIFAS, whatever they call it in your neck of the woods, it's all Child Protective Services, y'all know what it is, until they started to get involved. Because you were neglecting the child. You were abusing the child. You were inappropriately raising the child. All the way up until the point where you were no longer a fit parent to that child. And somebody stepped in and said, all right, nope, enough is enough. I'm going to do it. I got him. It could have been a grandmother. It could have been an aunt. It could have been a godmother. It could have been it could have been an uncle. It takes a village, and sometimes the village doesn't step up, but somebody in the village does. Anyway, so that parent, y'all know how the 80s was. A lot of parents on drugs. A lot of parents strung out on crack. They go and get themselves clean. They doing better in their lives. Got a job. Taking care of themselves. Put weight back on, acting like they got some sense. But none of that means nothing if you don't go back to your children, go back to your babies and apologize for the position that you put them in. Growing up with, more than likely, they didn't grow up with a father. Now you made them grow up without a mother either. And you don't owe them an apology for that. I think you need to go to apology camp. We got to sign you up. You need a counselor. Just like you went to rehab and they had rehab counselors. A lot of the rehab counselors were with ex-drug addicts themselves, or should I say drug addicts themselves, because they want to say that once a drug addict, always a drug addict, so you live the rest of your life as a drug addict, so it can stop you from actively being a drug addict anyway. Anyway, so many of them were drug addicts themselves, and you listen to them, you could relate to their story and all of that. So how is it that you went to an addiction of counseling place, which is really like a camp, especially when you do it inpatient. Some people are so strung out, they can't do outpatient. They can't be an outpatient. They can't use outpatient services. They need to actually stay in, get detoxed, get clean, and learn how to stay clean. So you accepted addiction counseling, but you don't want to go to apology camp. Now, one of the things that they make you do in drug addiction counseling, one thing they make you do in rehab is admit what you have done wrong in every area of your life that led up to your addiction. Everything. They make you admit that you sold your body. They made you admit that you stole. They made you admit that you neglected. They made you admit that you lied. They make you admit that you was wrong. They made you admit that you cheated. They made you admit that it was nobody's fault that you got strung out except for your own. They made you admit that you prostituted your children. They make you admit all of that. So how is it that you went through all of that, the 12-step program? Did you need apology camp counseling for that too? Because did you fake that funk and then come home clean, but not really? How about this? You came home sober, but not clean. Because in order to get clean, you got to cleanse yourself. You got to cleanse yourself of the wrong that you've done. So how do you admit all of this wrong while you're in rehab, but fail to admit any wrong when you go home to the people who suffer because of your addiction? Your children, your parents, your loved ones, people who cared about you. I didn't know we had a call on the line. I was on another window. My bad. I see that we have a call on the line. Caller with the last number is 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Thank you for holding. Don't start it.
I didn't say anything yet.
Don't start it.
You gonna stop now? You apologize.
I apologize. I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. For jumping to conclusions.
What's going on?
I can't stand it. And I'm not going to apologize to that for saying that. All right, you talk about this apology camp counselor and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not the type. You know, I'm only going to apologize when I know I'm wrong. I'm not going, and they say that when you apologize to people, or you forgive people, it's more for you than it is for the person. I don't see that. Maybe I'm just stubborn and hard-headed. I don't see that. Because me apologizing to you for something that I've done, if you can't accept that apology, how does that help me to heal?
I agree.
Okay.
But you know,
I mean,
mm-hmm, go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, that whole thing about apologizing or and whatever to help you and forgiving somebody they've done. Okay, I can forgive you. I'm not going to forget it though, especially when you become a repeat offender. And there are a lot of people who take your apology as a sign to say, well, I could do this again. She'll just apologize. You know, no, it don't work that way. That's why I say an apology means nothing without changed behavior. So you mean to tell me that I can say, I'm sorry, because I did X, Y, and Z to you, and then 6 months later, I turn around and do Q, R, S, T to you? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that make my apology mean? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
You're going to become a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm. But
that's
okay.
Just how I feel about it. Go ahead.
All right, but check this out. Sometimes politically and in business, sometimes we have to issue apologies when we aren't at fault and when we didn't do anything wrong, but we know that we might be dealing with a client or a business partner or something like that that might be super sensitive. So we might have to get somebody else to apologize who may have done something questionable or something wrong, or we might have to apologize for somebody else who won't apologize. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whole different thing, though.
Not really. Because some people don't believe that you should issue an apology no matter what. So it's like, so you're gonna let us lose this contract because you're going through this battle with morality. Well, we didn't do nothing wrong, so I don't see why we should apologize. Well, you should apologize because they're not going to do business with us no more if we don't issue this apology. Well,
so that's
a
different scenario, though, because that's going to hurt you financially.
Uh-huh. But, hey, some people do it, though. That's the crazy thing. Some people don't see the value in making sure that you cross your T's and dot your I's regardless. Sometimes you got to say it don't matter if I'm right or wrong. We gotta get to this bag, or we gotta move on, or we gotta do this in order to have this. But some people won't do it. We ain't do nothing wrong, so it ain't gonna be no apology. I'm like, okay. Then the contract gets canceled the next week. Ah, man, they just sensitive. You know what I mean? Blah blah blah. That's all right. God will get us another contract. Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah.
But I have a saying. I'm just not in the business of saving souls. I'm just not. So if you've wronged me or if I feel wronged, then you owe me that apology. If I've done nothing to you, feel I need that I owe you an apology. You know, if you're having a bad day and I'm talking to you on the phone and I make a joke or something that normally you and I could joke around about, you follow me? And then all of a sudden, I ain't got time for that BS today. Now, when you stop and think about that whole scenario, don't you think that maybe the next day or two, or whenever you feel like you're not having that bad day, that you owe me an apology?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
You
Has
can.
Anybody, okay. Has anybody ever... Has anybody ever asked you... Has anybody ever asked you if they looked nice that day, or if you thought that they were handsome or pretty, and maybe you just thought that they was all right, or maybe not even very good looking or very attractive or whatever, but you knew that they needed to hear you. You knew that they needed to be validated.
They needed confirmation from you, right?
They needed to be confirmed more than you needed to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying?
And I've done it.
Okay. So
Don't you sense when someone approaches you that way that they're looking for that confirmation?
Yeah.
And if you sense it, you would be insensitive to me, in my opinion, to not give them that confirmation. On the other hand, if you come to work looking like a first grade clown, I might have to pull you to the side and say, yo, you know, that's really not appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to tell you you don't look good in it, but I'm going to change it around so that I'm not hurting your feelings.
Okay. All right. So
I mean,
what
that's just who I am.
Yeah. So I'm saying in a situation where you knew that somebody needed to be confirmed that they were decent looking or attractive or whatever, and you gave it to them, even though in your heart of hearts, you were like, yeah, ain't my cup of tea, but hey, you know what I mean? I know everybody needs their flowers every now and then. And, you know, so what's the difference between that and possibly apologizing to somebody who needs to be apologized to, even though you weren't the one that was wrong, or that the situation wasn't really all of that deep, but they needed that apology. They needed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I was talking about the situation earlier about the parents being addicted to drugs or being neglectful or abusive to their children and not apologizing to the children, not owning up to the things, the wrong things that they had done. It's sort of like, all right, there can be a situation where the parents actually did everything that they could for the children. But we have to remember that children always have another parent, and sometimes that parent isn't there. Like, let's say the mom did everything to try to raise the children right. You know, she worked hard. She, you know, built a good home for them. She tried to teach them everything that they would need. She tried to be there for everything that was going on with them and all of that. But somehow the children needed more. They were sensitive beyond belief. There was a void because maybe the father wasn't in their lives or whatever, whatever. So, you know, when you have multiple children, what you notice about the children that you have is that they all have their individual personalities. So you might have one child that really don't care about nothing or is so free-spirited that they just able to push on in any adverse situation. Then you might have one child that gets down in the dumps and holds on to every little piece of negativity that ever comes to them. And that might be the child that everybody has to apologize to for whatever. But that's all they really need. As soon as you apologize to them, they're okay. They perform well. They're a team player and all of that. But as soon as you don't apologize just for hurting their feelings, even though you didn't say anything to hurt their feelings, even though you didn't mean to hurt their feelings, even though you didn't go out to hurt their feelings, you realize that, all right, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was talking about this whole apology camp thing. It would be designed to help us know how to apologize. You know, because sometimes we fumble the ball and we fumble the ball of apology on purpose. You know, we'll, instead of saying, I'm sorry for what I did, we'll say, I'm sorry you feel that way. And people always pick up on it. Like, what you mean you sorry I feel this way? That ain't no apology. Well, I'm saying.
A half apology.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because that's not taking responsibility for
right.
what you said or did, for your actions.
Because you might not have actually did or said anything. There may be times when you just missed or don't understand what you did or said, and then there might be times when you actually didn't do or say anything, but somebody is so sensitive, their feelings are hurt so easily that you gotta apologize to this little punk or this little sissy girl or whatever, because that's what they need. Everybody has that thing that they need. And this for this person over here, for this child over here, for these kids, for these grown-ups, for these groups, they might need apologies time in and time out. But as soon as you give them their apology, they all right. As soon as you don't get their apology, then they want to shout it to the rooftop. They want to backbite. They want to sabotage. They want to, you know, they just are a total mess in their misunderstanding. So they might need to go to apology camp too, but you might have to go to apology camp in order to deal with them, because they're frustrating you. They're making your life miserable. They're making you want to put hands on them. You know what I'm saying? You know how frustrating it is when you want to put hands on somebody and you can't put hands on them without making an apology.
Well, here's the thing about that. When you put it that way, in the context that you just gave, the example that you just gave, okay, I've done something. I can put my big girl panties on and apologize. I'm not immune to apologizing. But by the same token, if I've done nothing, I don't feel I owe you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your little twisted mind, you think that you can have these infractions, and when you have them, somebody has to make amends with you, as opposed to you being the bigger person and stepping up. Jealousy plays a big part in that too, even if you don't believe it, because you can be jealous of a relationship that I may have with one person, okay, even though I have a good relationship with you. Our relationships are never going to be on an equal level with each person that we encounter or that we know. They're not. So don't get pissed at me. And I'm saying this in the context as if it was me, but don't get pissed at me because I have a different relationship with someone else than I have with you. Now, you need to take your little, and I'm going to say it, you need to take your little sensitive ass somewhere and sit it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because to live in this world today, you better have some thick skin. I ain't going to be the only person that's going to ever cross you, you know,
right,
or make you feel as though I've crossed you. As you live, you're going to get that feeling quite frequently in your life unless you isolate yourself from everybody. And then you become a miserable ass because you have nobody.
Right. Yeah. So it's, I don't know. Like, in dealing with multiple people, or should I say, you know, people, not multiple people, but people that you meet from different walks of life, different cultures, different neighborhoods, different cities, states, countries, whatever the case may be, it's not always easy to get a good read on what makes a person happy or sad or whatever. But when you come across like a job, I don't know if you've ever been on a job where they will make you take sensitivity training courses.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, they want to make sure that they do this to make sure that employees can't sue them, you know what I mean, for creating hostile work environments and all that kind of stuff. But when taking those trainings, it's a little pain. It's a pain in the butt and all of that. But it does make you learn something about human behavior and human nature and the differences between the me and the you and everybody else in between. So, you know, when I was thinking about this show at an apology camp or whatever, I'm thinking like, wow, you know, this is no different than any of those trainings. But the same way we can have...
Yeah, if you've ever been through them, it's really not. It's really not.
Yeah. Yeah. In my line of work, we got to take that kind of stuff all the time. It's like, oh, here we go.
One of my former jobs, one of my former jobs as supervisor, I had to take those classes too. All managerial. They always got to take those kind of classes because you got to be extra careful. Extra careful how you talk to people, what you say to people, and make sure that what you say that doesn't offend anybody. Never mind, you get offended every day, all day. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But hey, you got to be super because you're dealing with a super sensitive group of people.
But you know.
You know, it's like right now I'm debating whether to call an ethics hotline on my new GM. But I think he's going to push me to that one day, and he's going to step out of line. And I'm going to pick up that phone, and I'm going to call the ethics committee for the company I work for.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. He's gay. That's your lifestyle. You ain't in my bedroom. I ain't trying to get in yours, okay? So one day, I was lifting a case of water, and he saw me kind of struggle with it because I didn't have a good grip on it, okay? And he goes, "Miss Carol, what are you doing?" So I looked at him like, "I'm lifting this case of water. You want to help a sister out?" "Oh, no. That's for straight men. I'm gay. Get a straight man to do that."
Yo,
now,
had
that conversation been, yes, he did. Now, had that conversation been reversed, what do you think would have happened?
It's a rat. You'd have the whole LGBTQ coming down on you. Like, oh, my God.
And would have lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have reported it immediately. He had the power to fire me. But that's just one instance. He's up to two now. Three strikes, boy, you out. I don't give a flying saucer about this job. Okay? I'm retired anyway. I'm doing you a favor coming in here, really, because you can't keep nobody. So just think about it. Now, had I said that, made that comment in the reverse to him and said, well, I don't want you to help me because I need a straight man to help me. What would have happened?
Yeah, it would have been over. Yo, he needs.
It would have been over.
First of all, he needs a discipline, and he needs to go to apology camp. He owe you an apology.
Exactly. He does, and I feel that.
He does. I no way around it.
Strike two was yesterday. Yesterday, I come in, okay, and a customer wanted something. They wanted a price on it, okay? They called him because I was at the other end of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh, Miss Carol will go look it up for you." Then I look behind me because there's a couple of Miss Carols there. You know, I don't know which one you're talking to, you know, but I did. But here's the deal. There was a nicer way to ask me that. You know, he just comes off the cuff with stuff. Now, I'm serious. If you or know of any apology camps, I'm going to sign his ass up because he don't know how to talk to people. And again, he owes me an apology. But I can't say that to him yet because I still feel anger. You know, so I don't want it to come off like I'm this angry black woman. You understand? But I'm going to get to him. Because, see, I'm not going to give him fuel for his fire. You know, I'm just not. Because I feel it brewing. It's smoking.
I think you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, I'm going to do it. I really am.
Yeah.
Because one of my coworkers said, "Miss Carol, did he just say that to you?" I said, "You heard him." And I laughed. Because I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do either. And you can do this anonymously, or you can give your name. Well, guess who's going to get a name? Because, you know, I'm bold like that.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I ain't ashamed.
You should be.
I want everybody to know you did it to me.
Coming. He bought that one.
Look, bought, paid for, and delivered. It's going to be delivered.
I'm
not the one to be in an apology camp because, again, I'm not in the business of saving souls. If you're no, your soul needs saving, you got to go somewhere else. If you're having a bad day, keep your bad day to yourself. I have bad days. When I have bad days, I don't talk to nobody.
I can dig it.
So I get me together. So, no, I ain't a candidate for apology camp. I'm sorry, dude.
Well, I spent most
of my life apologizing. No, I spent a lot of my life apologizing for stuff I ain't even do.
I might sign you up for, you know, whether you show up or not, that's on you, but I might sign you up.
Yeah, I probably won't show up. You already know.
I hope you apologize for not showing up. Maybe you should apologize.
I might. Yeah, probably. Let me apologize now because I'm not coming.
All right. We got to get on my head.
All right, I got to go because I got some stuff. I got to get myself ready for this nut house tomorrow. So y'all have a good night, and you be safe, and everybody else be safe. Peace and love to all the go-getters, and I'll holler at y'all another day.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Right. Great stuff. Our future apology camp counselor right there. She's going to be there. Will you apologize for not signing up for the Daily Go-Get-Emism Apology Camp, will you? I don't know. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Tiffany Thurston turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Tiffany. And also Benatar Glewulu. Benatar Glewulu turning 36 years old today. And Maria Lamb turning, that's not her real age. So, but happy birthday to you, Maria. And also Tangi Walker turning 30 years old today. And Wanda L. Turner Gray turning 55 years old today. And Tamitha Glover turning 41 years old today. And Latoya McIntyre, no relation, but what up, cuz? Turning 40 years old today. And also Heather Fenoy, turning 54 years old today. And Letitia Paget, happy birthday to you. And Doliani Pretty, turning 43 years old today. And Sarah Peters, turning 53 years old today. And Luvis Wallace, turning 51 years old today. And go-getter Renee Gilliard, turning 64 years old today. And Marky Odom, my girl Marky Odom, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl Missy Tomo, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious September 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. To rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. To do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen, apology can't. You might not sign up, but you might be, let's see, if you're not a camp counselor, what do they call the people who go to camp? Camper? You might be a camper. Or you might be a counselor, or you might be a director. But we could all benefit from learning how to apologize, who to apologize to, when to apologize, and what to apologize for. it don't really take nothing away from us. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we feel like certain things take away from our pride, our soul. It just zaps all of our energy. It just, you know what I mean? It works on our spirit. But we live to fight another day, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. I want y'all to have a great, great, great night on this hump day. Thanks for rocking out with the Daily Go Get 'Em Business Show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. So we're going to get you out of here. Blog Talk, yeah. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all. All right.